As we go behind the headlines on some of our biggest stories of the day, a major incident involving toxic chemicals is declared in Walsall.
It's harmful both to humans, animals, pets, fish.
Rioters across the country are jailed after the government warned they would face the full force of the law. And we end with a bang in Plymouth. I'm Kat Wright. It's Wednesday, the 14th of August. And we start in the West Midlands tonight, where authorities have declared a major incident after a toxic chemical, sodium cyanide, leaked into a canal. We're told the source of it has been identified and stopped. Our reporter Katie Jones is in Walsall for us.
There are no visible signs of chemicals in the water here, but it is clear from the dead fish on the surface that the spill has massively impacted the area. Tests continue to be carried out by experts here who are taking regular samples to test cyanide levels. These locals tell me they're worried.
Kids go down there and everything and feed the ducks, so definitely the animals will be impacted.
There's a lot of skiff fishing room out now and again, and have a little time out, a bit of quietness. And when things like this happen, it ain't very fair on the community.
Walsall Council leader Gary Perry's also told us they're working to resolve the issue.
These testing started away from the discharge point, working towards the centre so that areas can be released as safe, but we'll have a better idea of that tomorrow morning when the lab tests start to come back.
Health bosses are hoping they can lift canal restrictions soon, but people are still being advised to avoid waterways.
Next, and rioters responsible for the recent violence across the country have started to be handed prison sentences. Almost 400 people have been charged following the worst violent disorder the UK's seen in more than a decade. We're starting in Bristol, where three men are all beginning prison sentences this evening for violent disorder. Dominic Capaldi, Daniel Russell and Mark Bowen each took part in an anti-immigration demonstration 2 weekends ago. Our chief reporter, James Diamond's outside Bristol Crown Court.
In footage shown during these sentences, we saw counter-protesters attacked, police verbally abused, and chanting of things like "send them back" and "rule Britannia". We also heard how minority communities in the city are now experiencing unprecedented levels of fear for their safety. Victoria Cook from the Crown Prosecution Service read a statement to us here in the street.
Prosecuting cases as swiftly as this does not mean taking shortcuts or compromising quality. We are working with the police to build strong, high-quality cases that enable our prosecutors to make the right charging decision at the earliest possible opportunity.
Capaldi and Russell, who are both from Bristol, and Bowen, who's homeless, are serving 34, 32 and 25 months, respectively.
Heading over to Hull now, and a man who kicked a female police officer to the ground cried in court as he was jailed for 3 years. He also joined in on an attack on a garage which left 9 cars damaged. Our senior reporter Rebecca Quarmby's been in court for us there.
26-year-old Connor Whiteley sobbed as the court was shown CCTV footage of him kicking the shield off Police Constable Harvey, forcing her to the ground, causing her minor injuries. He was also throwing missiles at the officers. Whiteley was then shown at a garage on Springbank where 9 vehicles were damaged and members of the public, including children, cowered only 20 metres away. The judge told the court he played a prominent role and the footage he's watched has been depressing and terrifying. He has been sentenced for 3 years for violence disorder and assaulting an emergency worker.
And a woman from Cheshire who posted on Facebook saying a mosque should be blown up during riots has been jailed for 15 months. Julie Sweeney made the comment in a community group on the site. Our chief reporter Adam Smith has more.
The court heard how the 53-year-old of Crewe Road posted a threatening message on the day the violent disorder took place in Stoke-on-Trent, where a mosque was amongst the buildings targeted. It said, "Don't protect the mosques, blow the mosque up with the adults in it." Today she admitted to sending a communication to convey a threat of death or serious harm. The judge said whilst no one is suggesting she would have been involved in such actions, keyboard warriors like her have to learn to take responsibility for their language.
Meanwhile, an African and Caribbean community leader in Belfast says she'd meet with those people carrying out racist attacks. There have been numerous hate attacks across Northern Ireland over the last few weeks. Here's chief reporter James Gould.
Businesses destroyed, houses targeted and places of worship attacked. Those are just some of the hate incidents police are investigating in recent days. Head of the African and Caribbean Support Organisation, ANI, Laurie Gatsi-Barnett, says talking to those responsible could help.
Why not? I think they're as human as I am. I think we just have a different perspective of understanding, and I think we need to meet at a place where I can hear you and you can hear me.
She added that the idea of an anti-racist society is not far-fetched.
Still to come.
I've seen what RSV can do, and I never want to go through that again.
One mum's emotional plea to pregnant women. And a fairy tale end to the summer for one of Team GB's golden girls.
Starting to come to terms with it a little bit, but I'm not there yet. I think it'll take a while.
But first, a mum whose child was put into an induced coma because he was so poorly from a respiratory virus is urging pregnant women to get a new NHS vaccine. Hattie's son was admitted to hospital after his RSV turned to bronchiolitis. Our reporter Lucy Salem has more on this story.
It started with a bad cough, but Hattie's one-year-old son, Jax, quickly became very unwell.
It was an extremely hard thing to watch is your one-year-old son suddenly become absolutely lifeless, but at the same time it was a relief because watching him in pain and watching him, I could see that he couldn't breathe and how everything was hurting.
RSV, which is a common cause of chest infections, had taken hold of her little boy and turned into bronchiolitis. She told me it's left a lasting impact.
For the next year after he was one, the whole year he was constantly, you can hear him coughing now, he was on antibiotics constantly due to chest infections. If there was a cold at nursery, any sort of illness, he would pick it up a lot worse. It would last a lot longer and he would constantly be suffering with a cough. They said he would have lung scarring. He was really ill for a whole year afterwards.
According to the UK Health Security Agency, RSV is a leading cause of infant mortality globally. Now, from September, all women who are at least 28 weeks pregnant will be offered a vaccine to protect themselves and their babies.
Thanks, Lucy. Next tonight, a police force has released graphic images of an injury suffered by an officer to highlight the dangers they face on the front line. PC Ashley Aspinall from the Lancashire Force was punched to the ground by a man last year, hitting his head hard on the pavement. Our reporter Nathan Marsh has more details.
It was in April last year when Ashley was responding to reports of a man being drunk and disorderly after being thrown out of a nightclub. While trying to arrest the man, Ashley was knocked unconscious. When his colleagues found him, they didn't know if he'd make it.
Ashley, I'm not to see you. Ashley, with us.
Keep squeezing my hand.
Ashley had suffered bruising on the brain and spent 11 days in hospital. His attacker, 50-year-old Ian Scott, was recently handed a suspended sentence in order to pay £1,500 in compensation. PC Ashley says despite the physical and emotional trauma he's suffered, he's glad to be back doing the job he loves.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Next tonight, Olympic gold medal winning rower Hannah Scott says what she experienced this summer is a fairy tale. Crowds of today lined streets in County Londonderry to welcome her home from Paris. Among them was our reporter Chelsea Keeley.
Huge crowds have packed into the diamond again 2 weeks after fans cheered her on. During her winner's welcome, she walked up Bridge Street, lined with supporters clapping and cheering. She received a guard of honour from her club, Ban Rowing Club. She says it's been emotional.
Yeah, it's starting to come to terms with it a little bit, but I'm not there yet. I think it'll take a while, but I'm just taking all this in. It's pretty amazing for me, so yeah.
Several guests took to the stage to celebrate Hannah's success, including her parents.
And finally, people will be having a blast in Plymouth tonight as tens of thousands of people gather to watch the British Firework Championships. The event will see three teams competing this evening and another three tomorrow. Our chief reporter, Andrew Kay, looks ahead.
The championships, which are live streamed around the world, are competitive.
These aren't your everyday fireworks. You know, these are bright, the length of time that they're showing up in the skies.
That's one of the new judges for this year, Councillor Sally Hayden, who says winning here is a huge boost to the company's profile. She'll be looking for things like the height, colour, noise and variety in each of the displays.
Yes, it is a very serious competition. By winning here in Plymouth, they'll be able to showcase and they'll be able to use that for their businesses.
The event is now in its 27th year.
And for more on these and other stories, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels.